course, this goes out to my beloveds in Nova Scotia, Boulier's Point, and points north, well, at least to Halifax, and also to the other Nova Scotians out there. Who knows who's listening? And to new babies. We'll hear about that in a minute. And to old folks who are celebrating birthdays and who are leaving before their time. So I want to send out healing wishes to the family and our entire community for the passing of Charnel Fee, which I just learned about. She was the amazing human being who put together from scratch the Wildlife Center of the North Coast. From nothing, she made it happen, and now it's a fantastic resource for our community and way beyond. And fortunately, she had the foresight to train a young man who will be able to take over long before he ever expected to do so, but he'll do her proud, I'm sure. Well, it is Arts Live and Local. It's another beautiful day in the Lower Columbia Pacific region with a 65 degrees, warm and cozy, a little bit gray, no rain right now. But we've had lots of rain and we're happy for it. We welcome the rain here. Carol here, your host for the show, and I've got all kinds of variety here today that you'll hear from Marco and Jill and Penny and Anna Lee and Paul and Bobcat Bob and Ryan. Now, if you can figure out who all those people are, means you're a local. Anyway, enjoy the show. Right now, I'm going to send out a song. I haven't met her yet, but I know she's here on this planet. And that would be Cedar Gray Thompson, daughter of Emma and Elliot. Emma, born on my 41st birthday, right next door to me, and Grandpa John Fenton. So, mazel tov, and welcome to the world.
You're my little potato, you're my little potato, you're my little potato, they dug you up, you come from underground. The world is big, so big, it's very big. To you, it's new, it's new. You're my little potato, you're my little potato, you're my little potato, dug you up, you come from underground. Talk about root crops,
they dug roots
and lamb chops,
they chew on you,
and things to eat like apples and cheese and bananas and cream, jellies and butter. It's late at night, I hope this little bottle helps you go to sleep. They must have grown you wild to make a grown man a child. I'll go and play mud to be with you, my spud potato. When you came out looking red as a beet, you had wrinkles on the bottoms of your feet.
Oh, oh, now you are so sweet potato. You're my sweet potato. You're my sweet potato.
Dug you up, you come from underground.
You smile, a smile, a You're my little potato. You're my little potato. They dug you up. You come from under.
Oh, yeah. Our little potato, the newest little Brownsmead baby. And the legacy goes on. You don't have to live in Brownsmead to be a Brownsmead baby, obviously. So welcome to the world, and a big mazel tov to Emma and Elliot and John with lots and lots of love. That was Metamora, Malcolm Dalgetsch, Gray Larson, and Pete Sutherland. A tradition. And another tradition is that we always need your help, your community help, to stay on the air, and you did come through for us. So thank you to all of you who took part in our summer/fall pledge drive that was just over this past week. It depended on the weather, whether we called it summer or fall. And I want to particularly thank some individuals who pledged last week on this show, Bridget and Shane and Judith Altruda Jewelry and Jeff and Crystal. Boy, I didn't realize which Crystal it was. That's the whole family over there. Thanks. Judy and Alexandra Myers Piano, Kim and Mark and Todd. So thanks to all of you for helping me meet the goal here. And also thanks to the businesses, Oh Falafel, for providing all the food last Friday. It was wonderful. Fort George Brewery, Columbian Theater, Tillamook Bay Watershed Council, Lower Nehalem Watershed Council, Adrift Hotel, Sunset Empire Park and Recreation, and Columbia Theater in Longview. We got the Columbian in Astoria and the Columbia in Longview. We'll hear more about them later. Well, right now, I want to introduce my first guests, and I think most of you will know one of them, at least. Let's see, which one? That's right. Jill Harding is here. She is the Chief of Visitor Services at the Lewis and Clark National Historical Park, a ranger in full uniform, I might add. But she's probably not as well known to our listeners because you don't come on the radio. You should. We'll get you here. We'll get you in here. Tell about all the things that are going on out there. My other guest is Marco Davis, and I think most local people, especially those who are involved in the arts and therefore listening to this show, know Marco. Local boy grown into this phenomenal man, and has been for quite a few years. He's a performance artist. He's also a chef and a massage therapist, and a dancer with a capital D, and lots of other things. So welcome to you both.
Thank you, Carol.
This is great. Now, I don't really understand what is going to be happening, but it sounded so fantastic. And I love the title, too.
Thank
because
you.
Sunday in the Park with George.
Exactly. That's
course,
where the title came from. Thank you for getting
the play.
It.
but this one is Sunday in the Park with Art. And I don't think he means Arthur. I think he means art.
Exactly.
And this is happening this Sunday from 3 to 6. It's a hike and an art experience, and I'm going to let Marco and Jill tell us what it is, where it came from, how the whole thing is going to come together, and how the Lewis and Clark National Historical Park fits together with the art in this case. So
right.
Go for it.
Well, so three years ago, I started walking out on the Queesqueese Trail at Fort Clatsop. And it's always spoken to me. It's just so special in there, and wandering through the trails and just the way the light comes through. And there's just such a spirit in there. It has moved me from the first time I walked on it.
And have you done it
Yeah, I used to go about four times a week to go out there and walk the trail because it's a 2 mile loop, and some days I'd push it really hard and try to do it, you know, and it feels good to get out in nature.
Absolutely.
And after you're done, you just kind of feel whole. And as I've been wandering out there, I've just always like seen little glimpses of things happening, like movement or music, and it's just kind of become more strong as the years have gone on. And I've always talked about how I just would like to do an experience like this out there. And I ran into Carla Cole and Kathy Peterson one night and just said, hey, I'm going to ask you this weird thing. And said, would it be possible to do this hike art experience out on the trail? And they were both instantly, yes, let's get together and do it. And
nice.
And so I met them out there with Jill, and we went and walked the trail, and I just kind of explained the vision. It's there's kind of like we're going to have an entry curtain where people will like come through and kind of begin the experience, and there'll be different people to help kind of lead the people through. And as you're wandering down the path, you might encounter some music being performed or people dancing installation art and visual art. And
this is rain or shine?
Yes.
Okay, so let me back up a little bit. Quiz.
So Quiz is the, we have a, well, in the park now, we have over 18 miles of trails that we've been working on through since the last 10 years or so. And the Quiz or Quiz is kind of one of the ones that makes a loop off the Fort to Sea Trail. So Fort to Sea Trail is a long linear, and we wanted to create some loops. So Quiz is the Chinookan jargon for the name of our local squirrel, the Douglas squirrel, and it's the sound that he makes. So it's kind of like that. Quiz.
That's what I was, it sounds as though it should be. I am so happy to hear that.
Yeah, and when you're out on the trail, they're sometimes out there scolding you, especially this time of year. They get very upset if you get too near their cones, so.
Wonderful. So this is the place that you have chosen.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's exciting is that next year is the bicentennial for national parks, and maybe.
So as part of National Park Service, we are turning 100 years old next year, 2016, the Park Service, and we have what's called the call to action, and we have all these different kind of projects or programs that parks all across the nation are meeting, and one of them is Arts Afire, and it is to introduce and get more art in the park. Parks themselves, some national parks are solely dedicated to art. I mean, you have like the Wolf Trop in Virginia. I always forget the state it's in. So, you know, but usually you don't think of a Lewis and Clark, a historical park, really being art. But it is part of our mission to get people out, get them out in nature, part of healing. I think art is a great way to get out there and see.
I think it's interesting that you say there are parks all over the country that are dealing with art, because you're right, most of us don't put those together. Yeah. But I have seen in past years, we were talking about one of the rangers who used to be here who started poetry walks, and he gave you that little booklet that was good in the rain, and so you could write even if it was raining on it. And I've been impressed that our park is open to that. And now Marco's telling us beyond open, encouraging.
And it's really exciting. And hopefully it's going to be as exciting as we're all picturing it to be, and that people will come out. We're hoping people will come out in the spirit of the event and maybe dress up themselves. It is a moderate hike, so you need to wear sneakers and
shoes.
Yes, and
it's flat, or is it?
Nope, it goes. I mean, the worst part is the first 5 minutes of the hike, because you have to walk uphill a little bit, but it's no worse than any hill in Astoria.
And amount of time, if someone wants to keep walking, slowing down, of course, to experience things, but
you could probably do it in an hour and a half.
Okay. So who are these people? Are you going to tell us, or is this all surprise? Because when Marco Davis does something, it's usually very exciting, innovative, and full of surprises. So
yes. Well, I can tell you that there are over 27 moments along the path.
Wow.
And that varies. There will be, there's a lot of music that will be happening. So that part is really exciting. And then there's going to be a lot of dance. We have Trixie's Pixies, and they'll be doing some ballet in a nice little field area. And maybe Jessamine Grace is going to be out there with us. I know.
So, is there an age kind of thing here?
Nope, it's family friendly. One of the main requirements was that we did it G-rated and non-denominational, so that I know people are probably rolling their eyes thinking of me G-rated, but I'm actually G-rated most of the time.
You are. And the other thing is, I love this. What was the other one? G-rated and what?
Non-denominational.
Whatever the heck that means. I don't even want to go there. That's a whole other discussion. But what about something like strollers or dogs on leash or anything?
Dogs on leash are perfect. Okay. And you know, if you have a durable stroller, a stroller would be, it's the trail itself is, it's nicely maintained.
Okay. Backpack might be better for a kid, though, mm-hmm. or walking, of course.
And there are interactive things. I could tell you that Miss Renya made something interactive.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Folks, if you're anywhere nearby, this will be an absolute treat. So this is Sunday, the 20th. That's in 2 days, from 3 till 6. Now, where do people have to get themselves to start or to meet up with you?
So we would ask people to come to the Fort Clatsop Visitor Center and park in the Visitor Center parking area and then walk up to the starting point. And we'll have rangers with a little bit modified uniform. We've got special permission to have maybe fairy wings. So
I love
it. And then there'll be signs.
Yeah, there'll be signs too. So we'll help you get up to
The rangers with the fairy wings even better.
Exactly.
Great. I love the idea that everybody's getting into this together.
Yes.
So, Jill, have you done this kind of thing before and interactive with art? And did it ever occur to you?
No. I'm kind of more science and science and math based in my world. And when I first walked around with Marco, and he was like walking the trail, and the trail's always been very special to me, and nature's always been very special to me, but he's looking at this pile of down trees, and I'm seeing, you know, mushrooms and ecosystems, and he's seeing hobbit homes, and I'm like going, okay, this is awesome. This is great. It's beautiful.
Wonderful. Well, you did use the word healing when you were talking about the idea of having the parks be, and yeah, we come from that background where we know.
Well, they say that it's the number one thing that a person can do to kind of get the whole body working as a unit again.
Wow. So here we are. We have the opportunity. It's family friendly. If they want more information, is this number 861-2471?
Yes, that is the...
With a 503 in front, of course. That is Fort Clatsop. And any other hints on how to find for people who perhaps haven't been to Fort Clatsop?
Head out Highway 101, heading south on Highway 101, and you're going to take the first paved left.
And there's a big sign.
And there's a big sign that says Fort Clatsop Visitor Center, and it'll bring you right in, and we're just right off of Fort Clatsop Road.
Okay, so from 101, you will find it. It's not very far from, how many miles is it?
From here? 5.
Okay.
So we're 3 miles east of Fred Meyer and inland. So
just a little bit of beyond the bridge if you're coming from this direction. If you're coming from the south, just watch and join in. Now, can people come at any time, or do they have to come at 3?
Well, we're planning the start time at 3, but the trail itself is not closed. No. So people will be probably wandering through while we're setting up.
So you mean there
well.
Could be some innocent tourists who come in here, walk through a curtain. My, what is this curtain doing in nature? oh well, they walk through and their entire lives change.
Yes.
I love it.
The event is 3 from 6, so come anytime during that time.
And check this out. Again, this is, does it have a name? Yes. The name is
Sunday
my favorite,
yeah.
Sunday in the Park with Art. And if you have a friend named Art, bring him too. come with a spirit of joy and an open mind, and be prepared to have a good time and thoroughly enjoy the natural setting as well as the artistes and artists and Marco's sense of how the world works. So. Thank you so much for doing this. And do you have any other, is this the first time you've done something at the park, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. So you've been hatching it, but working on it. But well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's great. So it's changing both of your lives. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in, Marco Davis and Jill Harding, who is the Chief of Visitor Services at the Lewis and Clark National Historical Park. That's a mouthful. Most of us just say Fort Clatsop because that's what it used to be. But the good news is this is a national park, and it's very extensive. And it's another reason we who live here and those of you who visit have to protect this area from nefarious deeds and others who might want to ruin it. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay. And that's on Sunday, 3 to 6. And you are listening to Coast Community Radio, Arts Live and Local. I've got some visual artists coming in, but first, a piece of music from, this feels right in the in that same spirit. This is Three Leg Torso, who is one of my, or which is one of my all-time favorite bands. The two lead guys are, they're all incredible musicians, but they also compose all of the stuff. So they are going to be tonight and tomorrow night at the Adrift Hotel. The show starts at 9. Have a listen. Thanks for being here, folks. We'll be right back. are listening to none other than Three-Legged Torso from their album Animals and Cannibals, 2013 release. And the tune, I thought this was good for a new Brownsmead baby, Driving Along with My Cow in My Volga. I don't know about the Volga part, but why not? After all, hey, they're going to be at the Adrift tomorrow night and tonight at 9 p.m. Well, who do I have here? Two very versatile women who are representing a whole bunch more people, themselves as well as others, the artists of Artport. I like that idea, Artport. It's on the it's at the Port of Ilwaco. And am I right that this is the last Hot Ilwaco Nights for the season? Is that right?
Yes.
This season.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So Penny Treat and Anna Lee Larimore are here to represent. Penny is the secretary and Anna Lee Larimore is the president. What is the actual organization? Is it just called Artport Gallery?
Or? It's Artport Artists Association.
Oh, okay.
And we are a gallery as well as a nonprofit association.
Nice. You haven't been around very long.
No, we started in May. May 2nd was when we opened the doors.
And were you already an association, though? I mean, you don't get a 50c3 in 2 months, so.
We haven't quite taken that step yet.
Oh, but, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're getting it all worked out.
That's
though.
Right.
And you are right there on the port. I've actually been there a couple of times, and I was very impressed with the space. What was that before?
It was a Pelicano restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And wow. I remember Marie had just gotten back from New Zealand.
Marie Powell.
And Marie Powell had gotten back from New Zealand, and we were chatting about the idea of a pop-up art gallery in the empty space. And so I thought, gosh, wouldn't it be wonderful to get together some of my art buddies, very talented individual artists, all 11 of them, and see if they have any interest in this idea. And it's just been wonderful.
So wait, at that time, were you still thinking of it as a pop-up?
We were. Because we started May 1, uh-huh. and we said, okay, we'll give it, you know, May, June, July, August, September, and we'll give it a whirl.
Oh, I think of a pop-up as like a week.
Yeah.
So, you are already thinking, let's try it for a few months.
Yeah, try it.
Because it's a lot of work.
It's an enormous amount of work because there's articles of incorporation, the artist contracts. You know, there's a lot of dynamics that go on between artists. And so to get everybody on board, to get the quality of work that we wanted.
The quality is very high.
And
diversity,
the harmony
too.
Among artists. And get the and also, because we sit the gallery, you have to have the kind of people that don't mind volunteering their time. And
beyond don't mind.
we'll and then on top of that,
whether they mind
can tell you about our mission, which I think is amazing.
I just want to ask you something. You said it went from the restaurant to being an art gallery.
Yes.
Did you have to take out kitchens and stuff like that, or is it sort of?
Well, we all got together and decided that we could paint the walls because the walls were bright yellow. They're not very conducive to putting up art. And we thought the carpeting was going to work and the ceiling was okay. And there was existing, art. Lighting and track lighting because Maria had actually had a gallery in there before.
Okay.
So it seemed to work. And then to have this wonderful view of the port and have this traffic every Saturday at the market, it just seems like the foot traffic, you know, was just, it was just a win-win, it seemed like.
So tell us, Annalie, what is the mission statement?
Well, not word for word.
Yeah.
But our mission is to support the professional goals of our artists in a beautiful gallery and to engage the community in the arts. So to that end, we've had several events there to, and we've invited the public to join us in some mask making and face painting for children.
Okay.
We've done torn paper collage demos, and Penny and I painted the musician in the gallery one night.
Wait,
I think
painted,
you were there that night.
Painted.
We were painting.
You were painting on
paper.
Okay, I'm thinking you.
The musician was playing.
Okay, they wouldn't want to come back. If you
right.
And go out in all pinks and oranges. Although it could be very exciting. So what kind
and
of?
We had a call for artists one time to paint the tall ships in the and the port.
Right.
And there was Noel Thomas and Robert Palman. They came over and some other artists. And I was out on one of those, you know, those piers.
Mm-hmm.
The wind came up, threw my art and my $600 bifocals into the water. Noel came running over with his long arm, grabbed my bifocals before they went glug, 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 glug.
And this is true community.
This is community.
I love it. So tell us what the art is that you've got there, the diversity, because I know, but why don't you let them hear it from you guys.
We have oil paintings. We have watercolors. We have pottery, beautiful Zen-inspired pottery. We have print.
Monoprint.
We have monoprints and go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say we have woodblock.
Woodblock, right.
Didn't I see some jewelry?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That table right over there.
Yes.
Beautiful jewelry.
Beautiful jewelry. Everything is one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
We're, you know, it isn't a craft store per se, but, you know, we embrace diversity. And we, it is, it really is the supporting those artists.
So,
that
so there are, did you say 12 artists in there now?
Or 11
right now,
artists.
11 right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And can people say, I can't do it anymore, I'm moving away, and then you have an open spot?
Yes.
And then you
absolutely.
Invite someone
and
else
yes,
to join?
Yes, and we have a packet that tells you about, you know, being...
Part
being
of
a member
community.
Of a nonprofit requires a little more work,
yeah.
You know. So, you know, we are fortunate to give the artists quite a bit of money in the end. Meaning we don't keep a lot of money for the operation.
Now that's
so a very good portion goes to the artists,
right.
Which is
a nice
is
draw.
Really,
yes,
really.
And that's the idea of the community gallery too.
Right.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us what you do?
Well,
what kind of work do you do, Penny, for those who don't know?
Well, I thought maybe I could talk a little bit about the hot nights coming up.
Yes, please.
If that's okay.
Sure.
And it'll kind of include what I do, too.
Perfect.
Well, that's September 25th from 5 to 7. And in the past, you know, there has been the Art Walk in Iwako on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we as a collective group of galleries, that's Powell, Marie Powell, and
Don Nesbitt
and ourselves have been working toward getting that back in a kind of more of a casual way. So we will have done four this year. Coming up on the 25th, I'll present my hand painted silk art pieces. They're approximately 15 by 70, and I just thought I would show you.
Just hold it up in front of the microphone, actually, so everybody can look in.
Yes, they can
look
see
deeply
it.
Into your radio, and you will see. Oh, it's lovely.
Anyway,
lovely.
These are what they can be. They can be used in many ways as hanging dividers. Wearable art like a scarf, a shawl, a belt, a headband. We'll also have the first night, the end of summer discount bin.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're trying.
So all will most of the artists be there?
Yes,
okay.
They will. It'll be sort of a farewell to the summer. And we secured Bobcat Bob. The American guitarist
who is coming on the air as soon as you're off.
we talked to him. Emily said, "Well, go and ask him if you'd like to play." And
he's great.
Going to that night.
Oh, that's
night.
Great! Oh, how
and
fun!
And so, in addition,
did you just
to that,
do that here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just folks, do you believe this right here in my show time? We just made a deal for the community to get more art. Good job.
And now there's some other things going on at Hop Nights. Marie Powell Gallery will be featuring her new original seascapes from Marie's latest water collection, Monotypes. Also, she's offering her hand-painted scarves and from the wearable series. And that night, stop by to sign up for an original piece of art.
Yeah.
And Don Nesbitt will be hosting a barbecue and community potluck as a fundraiser for the renovation of the Owako City Park that evening.
Right.
And he'll also be opening and selling some of his original work.
And I understand he's got a brand new special edition painting for that night.
Yes. So we encourage everyone to come out that
night. Three-fourths of the income is going to go to the Parks and Rec.
Absolutely.
So it's a fun night, and it's a live place to be right there on the port. Anna Lee, what kind of work do you have there?
I have right now watercolors on Yupo paper.
Oh, right. I love
they
that.
Are abstract. Mm-hmm. They can be seen as being celestial or biological.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very filled with motion and that kind of thing. And very light and airy. They just kind of float on the wall.
That Yupo helps that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Gives you that feeling of motion.
Yeah, so they're only attached at the top. The bottom is loose
lovely.
To flow in the air
nice.
Currents.
Nice.
And then I also right now have a couple of still lifes.
Mm-hmm.
But in the past I've had large oil, abstract landscape kinds
mm-hmm.
of things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more of those.
Diversity among the artists, and there's diversity within each artist as well. So that's what is happening a week from tonight. That's Friday the 25th from 5 to 7 at the Port of Ilwaco. Very easy access, tremendous amount of parking, no problem there. And there's always food as well as Don Nisbet's barbecue. If you're not a meat eater, there's something else for you there.
We'll have some light bites, Carol.
Okay.
And some beverage.
Okay. Now, you also want to give us a quickie because, Penny, you and Marie Powell have a show opening at Riversea. Is that right?
Yes, we do. October 10th. It's going to be quite a unique exhibit titled Water, Water, featuring monotypes, woodblocks, and watercolors. We have created art pieces depicting the power and beauty of our local water and highlighting the sea life that depends on its availability and quality.
All right.
And I don't know if everyone knows, but there's only 3% of fresh water. That's the kind of water that we drink. The rest is salt. 97% of water is salt. And it takes between 500 and 800 gallons of water for every person's need a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that's from seed mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. the plate. But the scarcity of water and those of all of us that animals, people, plants that are dependent on water is becoming a serious issue.
It is already and has been for quite a while,
it
actually.
Has
I'm
been,
delighted
Carol.
To see that you're using
Thank
your
you.
Art in this way.
Thank you very
and
much.
And I believe I've seen some of it at the college, and it was fabulous. So
Thank
that's
you.
Happening on October 10th at the Riversea Gallery here in Astoria. Water, water, water. So lots to see. The first one is a week from tonight at Hot Ilwaco Nights at the Port of Ilwaco, and then Riversea is just Penny and Marie. Hey, you guys, thank you so much. We got to give time to those musicians.
Thank you
so much.
So
and we
much.
Are proud members of KMUN.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. All right. That's Penny Treat and Anna Lee Larimore from the Artport Artists Association from Ilwaco, Washington. And I have some music here for you from Carrie Newcomer, and she is going to be at the Columbia Theater in Longview on October 3rd. This is a stage door production. There are only 60 seats right there on stage with her, and I was introduced to her by Jean-Paul Morelli, and she's quite wonderful. Have a listen. Thanks for being here, folks.
My dad swam the lake, the Spirit Lake. Yeah, and it must have been a million miles. This I knew was true. My mother sang while hanging close. Her notes weren't perfect, heaven knows. Yeah, but heaven opened anyway. This I knew was true. Please don't drop, they just let go. And make a space for seeds to grow. And every season brings a change of trees. What a seed contains to die and live his life's refrain. I left her with some groceries. Said, check the oil and call me, please. And she said, hey, ma, I'll be just fine. This I knew was true. 'Cause leaves don't drop, they just let go. And make a space for seeds to grow. And every season brings a change of tree. Seed contains to die and live his life free.
I hope you were able to hear the words to that song. She's an incredible songwriter, and with 15 albums to her name. So you can contact the Columbia Theater with an R-E at the end, .com for tickets, or call 360-575-8499, or call me at 4 o'clock after the show and I'll give it to you again. This is in Longview. Carrie Newcomer, she's hot and she's here, so take advantage of her and of the generosity of people in our community. Well, speaking of our community, I have a bevy of boys here, only they're not. They're grown men, and sometimes
very kind.
Sometimes you wouldn't know it because they're silly, you know. But they are, two of them are fantastic musicians. One of them is in the theater business. One of the musicians used to be, but he dropped out of theater so he could make music.
Yeah.
At least that's the rumor. the first time I saw Paul Dubert playing music, I said, aren't you the guy who used to be on the stage all the time? And you said,
I was on the stage, and I would continually lose, just like now. I'll lose the train, and yeah, it was.
That's why I'm not
changed
on the stage either. I said, I'll do Reader's Theater. That's it. No more memorization. Well, as you hear, Paul Dubert is my guest. And my other musician guest is Bobcat Bob Rice.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
I might add that theater's loss is music's loss as well on Paul.
See what I mean, folks? They are a blast. Fortunately, they're such good musicians that no matter how silly they get, we get to have the great music. And my third guest who's with them is Ryan Hull, who is here in a more academic role today, although don't be fooled because he's one of the theater people. He is here to tell us about the Cannon Beach Academy. And I didn't really know what that meant when I first saw it, but there's a hootenanny happening tomorrow night at the Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach at 7 o'clock. And it's being done to support the Cannon Beach Academy, the new school. And they have an incredible lineup of musicians. And these two are here right now. Now, whose idea was this, Paul?
Well, the Hootenanny has been my idea. We've done this a couple of times. Last year, and yeah, I think you saw that show, was a songwriter's Hootenanny. And in that event, it was all original music. All of the artists brought their own material. There were no covers. We all did our own music that we had written and arranged ourselves. So that was nice. That was actually the second Hootenanny. The first one we did covers, and it was a lot of fun. Last year was songwriters. This year it's a mix, so it's a little bit of both.
So people get to choose their own, or do they have to have one of each, or
no,
how does it go?
No, people got to choose their own, but several of the folks that are performing mm-hmm. are songwriters, and, you know, give a songwriter a chance to show off his own material, but he's there.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready.
Anybody in this room fit that bill?
No, none of us are like that. No, God. Bobby, you? No?
No.
Okay,
Right. Who are some of the folks you've got coming in?
We've got Ken Hardy coming down from Seattle. Ken is a longtime Cannon Beach resident and has moved to Seattle, much to our dismay. We called him the Golden Voice. He's got an amazing voice.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Jay Speakman, who is really known with John Broderick.
Fisher Poets. Poets. Yep. Jay's been here many times.
Yep, Jay's going to be there, and Mike Corey, part of our group, is going to be backing him up.
Love Mike.
Let's see, we've got Mike Costello and Julie Adams, Jules, Mike and Jules, as we very affectionately call them, Beauty and the Beast. Adams and Costello. And they will be there, and Jules will be doing at least one of her covers, or one of her originals, and I think Mike is doing one of his originals as well, which will be fantastic.
So. Yes. He's
and then the second half of the show, it will be the Wingnuts, which is Bobby and my group, and Mike Corey is joining us, and my wife Margo will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Jay Speakman will be actually sliding over and joining us.
With
we
added harmonica?
Him.
Or
with the harmonica. Yeah, I'm excited about that because it sounds great. And then Maggie Kitson. And Maggie and the Cats with Richard Tomasian.
Belting it out.
Yeah, and Dave Quinton on bass. So we've got a great lineup of people. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So this is 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, that's Saturday, at the Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach. How do people get tickets for that? Will there be some at the door, do you think?
Tickets at the door. You can also buy them at Maggie and Henry in Cannon Beach, Found in Cannon Beach.
Dreams and Discoveries in Cannon Beach.
And so there are three retail outlets that you can get tickets, or you can get them at the door.
That was Dreams and Discoveries. I didn't have Ryan's microphone. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm a fiddle here. I don't have a fiddle. So.
And Bobby and I are perfectly comfortable with that. So.
And it's going to be a blast. That's the bottom line. It's going to be fabulous music and a blast. Before we give you a chance, Ryan, to tell us all about it, why don't we have some music? Okay. Can you play us some live music? They're sitting here they're with their guitars.
One Black and Tan?
Black and Tan. This is a song Bobby wrote. And you want to give a little brief history
on it? Well, yeah, just a brief one. There was a famous club in Seattle back from the 1920s through about the 1960s called the Black and Tan. It was originally called the Alhambra, and then it became the Black and Tan. And this is a song that I wrote about this song, about that club, and all the great entertainers that had played there, or some of the great entertainers that played there.
Wonderful.
Down, hey man, listen to my plan.
Hey, listen to my plan.
You'll hit the 12th and Jackson and slide into the Black and Tan.
Slide to the Black and Tan.
The music's hip, it's known throughout the land. The music's hip, it's known throughout the land.
It's known throughout the land.
Let's go to 12th and Jackson, slide into the Black and Tan.
Slide into the Black and Tan.
Ray Charles blows them, Quincy too. If you want something hot, here's what you do. Let's blow this pop stand. Man, listen to my plan. Let's go to 12th and J Street and slide into the Black and Tan. feeling low down. Hey man, listen to my plan.
Hey, listen to my plan.
If you're feeling low down, man, listen to my plan.
Hey, listen to my plan.
Let's go to 12th and Jackson and slide into the black and tan.
Slide into the black.
Nice, nice, nice. How long have you guys been playing together?
2 years? Two.
Really?
Maybe 2 to 3 years, yeah.
Only? Because you just came to town or something?
Well,
or you didn't like
each
other?
I just moved from Seattle. I kind of like Paul instantly anyway. I don't know. But my wife and I bought a house in Cannon Beach 3 years ago and just moved down permanently and full-time in June.
Uh-huh.
And so that's kind of the...
Yeah. Were you making music all over Seattle?
All over Seattle, all over the country, all over
the country.
Parts unknown.
Yeah. You've got a little background there, if any.
Yeah, I first met Bobby when he came down to the Legion Club one night for Monday Night Burgers and Jam, and I played a song there that was there that night. I played a song, one of my favorites, and Bobby turned to me and says, that's really a great song. And I said, well, I'll send it to you. Give me your email address. And the next thing I know, I'm up in Seattle playing at a coffee house that he was regularly performing at. That's the first time I played with Bobby.
Oh, wow.
And we just developed a great friendship, and I love playing music with Bobby. It is such a treat.
He's so excellent at it.
Great. Well, I happened upon these... Actually, Mike was playing with you, too, in Cannon Beach, just sort of, you know, in between the buildings there. And holy cow, I sat down and didn't leave, you know. It was wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Great. Okay, so a reminder, Hootenanny tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Now, Ryan and my guests are Paul Duber and Bobcat Bob Rice. And, Ryan Hull, tell us. What is the Cannon Beach Academy, and how is this all coming together?
Sure. Well, the Cannon Beach Academy is a public charter school, but what we have to do first is we have to get chartered through the district to actually become a school, and so we're going through that process as we speak. So basically what a public charter school is a school of choice, so that a family now can decide, will I go to the traditional public school, or could I go to this school that has a specific curriculum, maybe some specific extracurricular ideas or whatever, you know, they offer. But whatever they offer, it's a unique and different choice than to what they would have in a traditional public school.
Okay, now am I right that Cannon Beach no longer has a traditional school?
And that is one of the reasons why the citizens and the community members got together and formed this to try to get a school in Cannon Beach.
Yeah.
So that's the process that we've been doing. And actually, I would not be doing it if it were not for Paul Duber, because
an instigator.
He is. You know, it's there's something about him. You see him, and he's just generally liked, and he brings you in, and I don't know if it's a smile or what, but I know Paul for a while because of theater and things that we've done with our families, and. And he said, well, we need to have a public charter school. And just to let a little bit, that's what I was doing in Portland for the last about 10 years or so. I was working at a different public charter school.
Okay.
But I was going to move to Cannon Beach and start a different life.
Well, it's and here you are.
And there's Paul. Yes.
Thanks, Paul.
It's all my fault.
Good job. Well, I have to, for full disclosure, say I am a 100% public school person. Mm-hmm. I really, really believe in public schools. But I know when Cannon Beach's public school was taken away, it was like, oh my God, mm-hmm. what are you going to do? Ship yeah. the kids to Seaside on the highway, etc. So mm-hmm. I'm very impressed that your community has come together and is creating a school. So my Definitely. Emphasis is on the idea that there will be a school
right.
in Cannon Beach.
And the great part about it is it's still a public school. It's just right. a public charter school. And that's I'm a huge believer in public schools as well, Carol. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So this Hoot Nanny is to help raise some money for
yes.
the keep
yes.
the process going.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All manner of expenses that they need to cover, and we're doing great with fundraising, and Ryan can speak to that. But mm-hmm. this is an opportunity for the community to get together and sing and have fun and be a fundraiser at the same time.
And definitely you can tell you're going to have fun. Now, Ryan, you'll be there tomorrow night, too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't miss it for the
yeah,
world.
Of course. But you'll also be there to answer questions
oh, you bet.
And
definitely.
Stuff like that.
Yep,
so
yep.
if folks have any interest. Now, one quickie, and then I want some more music because we're almost over with the show, which is crazy. But can people from outside Cannon Beach go to this school? How
yes.
does that work?
Yeah, once we become a school and we have our enrollment, it's opened up in a kind of a three category, in district and out of district.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so when I mentioned the three things, there's three windows of enrollment. And so within, let's say, the first window, if in-district students, you know, apply and there's still space, then at that point, an out-of-district student could apply and be a part of it too. But, you know, any student from Seaside, Gearhart, Cannon Beach, Arch Cape, they're all in-district students. So
oh,
they would all be
already.
They would
Good.
All be students in that Good. First category.
Okay.
But then if a student from Manzanita or
Astoria,
definitely, you know, wanted to become, that's then they would have
okay.
that opportunity.
So it's good to know this so that people have a sense of what's going on. And if they have questions about the Cannon Beach Academy, and they can't be at the concert, poor them, mm-hmm. what should they do? Where can they go
they
for
can,
info?
They can go on to www.thecannonbeachacademy.org. And I believe we have a lot of information there on the website, but then also I believe there is a contact and,
okay.
and everything there. So they can
Great.
Get us, look us up, and ask us questions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, tomorrow night's the Hoot Nanny in Cannon Beach at the Coaster, one of my favorite theaters because you've got good seats everywhere. Do you have a short tune? Yeah, we only have a couple of minutes. Do you have something you want? Yes.
I had a song that I wrote for my granddaughter, but we don't really have time to do
oh.
that. But no, that's okay.
I would love to hear that, though, from Michael.
Yeah, we don't have time for the whole thing. So what we'll do is this is a song about coal mine industry. And the first indicator of a played-out coal mine was actually the slow down and final elimination of the coal trains that used to come in.
Yeah.
This is called the LNN.
Oh, we know this one, yeah.
When I was a little bitty baby, my daddy set me down upon his knee. He said, son, go to school, learn your letters. Don't you be no dirty coal miner like me. I was born and raised in the mouth of Hazard Holler, where the coal cars rolled and rumbled past my door. But now they stand in a rusty row all empty, 'cause the LNN don't stop here anymore. Well, I used to think my daddy was a black man with scrip enough to buy that company store. But now he goes to town with empty pockets, his face as white as February snow. I was born and raised in the mouth of Hazard Holler, where the coal cars rolled and rumbled past my door. But now they stand in a rusty row, all empties, 'cause the LNN don't stop here anymore.
They're going to give me a little, just keep playing the guitar, and I'll just let you know, folks, this is You're going to have a whole night of fantastic music tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Coaster Theater. Hootenanny supporting Cannon Beach Academy, and lots of humor as well. And it is time for me to move on. I do just want to remind you that Estes Street Opry Topsy Turvy is tonight and tomorrow night, and Three Leg Torso tonight and tomorrow night.